You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. Commentator Brian O'Nunoyne joins us once again this morning, and today he has a bone to pick with the corporate head office.
A very good morning to you all. I do hate to sound like some curmudgeon, but there's something that's been bugging me, and I don't know that it actually should bug me, really. It's what happens when I step into a store and the clerk greets me with, "Hi, welcome to..." fill in the blank. Now, I know they're just doing their job, so it's not their fault. Much like when they have to ask you for your ID and you're trying to buy some booze. It's so annoying, especially when you've got great big tufts of hair growing out of your ears, a sure sign that you are clearly over 21. Like I said, I know they're just doing their job, so I do try to go easy on them. But honestly, somebody ought to tell corporate that it's not necessary to greet every single person who steps into your store. Since it's formulaic, clearly it's insincere. Do they know that at corporate? I mean, is it just me? Because frankly, it bugs me when they greet me with their greetings. Are they trying to recreate some sort of oldie world charm, the warmth and the friendliness of a mom-and-pop corner store where the owners would greet you as you entered with a, "Hi, welcome to Sullivan's." And you knew that they meant it when they said that, because their entire livelihood was depending on your money being spent with them. They were genuinely glad to see you. So I've no problem with that sort of greeting. It's this generic, soulless, perfunctory stuff I can't handle. It happened to me recently in a brand new store near my house. Somehow I just knew that as I stepped through the door, I would be welcomed with the welcoming greeting. And sure enough, the lady at the checkout duly obliged, which of course got under my skin. So, when checking out with the same lady, and then she asks me yet another formulaic expression, "Did you find everything you needed, sir?" Which to me basically translates as, "Well, I'm obliged to ask you, sir, to consider spending even more money now in our store." So, in retaliation, somewhat, I said to her, "Actually, your pharmacy section seems to be out of extra large condoms." Cue chortling from the wife who's with me in line. Actually, not so much a chortle, more like a derisive snigger. Fortunately, the checkout lady saw the funny side of it. I didn't really want to pee her off anyway. I just wanted to stop her in her tracks to underline the banality of the question. On another occasion, when somebody asks me, "Did you find everything, sir?" I once replied, "Well, actually, I was hoping to find the meaning of life in aisle 7, but you seem to be out of it." It's not really fair of me, but it's not like I'm trying to be sarcastic. I'm just being ironic. The difference? Well, it has to do with the intent of the speaker. Sarcasm is meant to cut someone down. Irony, well, just trying to bring a wee smile to your face. Now, there's a certain ice cream store in my locale, and when you pay, if you tip the kid, they then are forced to sing you a wee song by way of gratitude. Oh my God, this is cruelty of the highest order, cruelty to those poor employees, to make them look so obsequious as they fawn over you with their horrific little ditty, and all because you gave the kid a buck or two. Well, what can I say? Look, you have a nice day, and missing you already. Bye now.
That was commentator Brian O'Nunoyne, who teaches second grade at Waller Elementary School in Bossier City. He also teaches a class called Ireland, Here I Come at LSUS, and a class called La Belle France at LSUS and Bossier Parish Community College. Brian takes groups on tour to Ireland and France in the summer. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org.